collaborative,
part of the community, the next idea. When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
Remember the golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you? We know it, but it seems too many of us in 2015 perhaps have forgotten it. Whether it's driving, commenting online, debate in the Capitol, both Washington and Lansing, it seems that we experience incivility just about everywhere we turn. At the recent Detroit Regional Chamber's policy conference, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan called for a new way of thinking.
Away from us versus them and toward collaboration. We're not going to attack people. We're not going to criticize people. We're going to pull people together.
Well, our latest contributor to The Next Idea echoes that very sentiment in her essay. Emily Bank is a grad student in adult higher education at Michigan State University. She's president of MSU's Council of Graduate Students, and she's author of a white paper titled Cultivating a Civil Society in an Era of Incivility. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me.
What do you think, Emily, is contributing to this rise of incivility in our culture?
Well, I think that we view incivility in our daily lives, whether it's driving down the street, whether it's entering into a debate in one of our classes. So it's really just all-encompassing in our daily lives.
What do you think is contributing to that?
I think largely it's what we view on social media and in comment sections on different news sites. There is that freedom that's given to us by the First Amendment to always voice our opinions and kind of engage in this dialogue. But at the same time, you see a lot of harsh comments and kind of butting heads on different issues. So I think increasingly with the rise of this digital era, we're seeing an increase in incivility.
Yeah, as you put in your white paper, just because it's protected by the First Amendment doesn't mean it's civil.
Right.
Would you say that we are more uncivil to each other now than we were in the past? I mean, we have had some pretty uncivil chapters in our nation's history, haven't we?
Right. And I don't think that this incivility is a new concept in the United States or even internationally. I think incivility has definitely penetrated our civil discourse throughout history. An increase in war throughout America's history, I don't think it's anything new.
How do you think people profit? Who do you think profits from this current state of incivility?
I believe that definitely news media outlets profit. I think it's entertaining to see incivility and to see the butting of heads from different political parties, people with different opinions, and I think that makes it a profitable industry. But I think that politics in and of itself also benefits from this incivility because of the alliances to the political parties. And those two, especially distinct political parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, I think you see it daily in media, how polarized our political climate currently is.
And then what's the result of that? How does this incivility and this gridlock hurt us as a state and as a nation?
I really think that it hurts the democratic process, and we can't get down to creating these innovative new solutions because of this gridlock and those conflicting ideologies. And I really think that in order for the next generation to have a voice and to engage in this civil behavior, we really have to set the precedent now.
And for just average citizens, people who are not in a position of power, a position to make policy, mm-hmm. What's the impact on people? Do we just start tuning everything out and sticking our heads in the sand, or do we get bitter, or what do you think happens?
Right. I think it's an interesting paradigm that we're seeing because in this digital age, we're constantly connected. So you're always seeing those comments. It's really right in front of you. But at the same time, we want to disconnect because I think the modern person is so sick of the fighting that's going on and that we're seeing. So it's really an interesting paradigm because we're constantly connected, but we do want to kind of disconnect and distance ourselves from all the animosity.
We often talk on The Next Idea about the importance of collaboration to mm-hmm. find new ideas and come up with creative solutions to problems in Michigan. So all of this incivility and this feeling of being disenfranchised, that's really a hurdle to overcome.
It is, yep. And I think that we're taking some great steps, especially in the Lansing community, to increase the level of civility. For example, inspiring collective action. So one of the examples is creating charrettes. The Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, which is through the Mid-Michigan Program for Greater Sustainability, has been hosting a series of charrettes focused on the Michigan Avenue and Grand River Avenue corridor. And these are open to the public. It allows people to engage in a civil dialogue around important community issues, and it's kind of a collaboration between community members, the public, city planners, sustainability experts, and others who can really create a positive impact for this corridor.
Is a charrette something like maybe a little mini town hall?
Yeah, I think you can call it that.
Yeah, I'd never heard that word, and it was kind of an interesting word. So that is one of the ideas that you put out in your essay to increase civility in Michigan, this idea of increased collaboration in communities. But another idea you have is start a civil dialogue. How do you do that? What does that look like?
Right, and I think it really requires all citizens of Michigan to have an open mind. So citizens want to share their ideas. That's why they go into town halls and participate in public comments, because they want to have their voices heard. But I think that a civil dialogue is much different than a civil discussion. Rather, a civil dialogue means that we need to require more listening, and for others to open their opinions and not having people attack those opinions, and just having an open mind and open to new perspectives and new solutions in order to kind of shift the society to more civility.
Emily, are there ways that we can actually practice this? What does this look like? How do we do this?
I think definitely learning about it. So this event that we're hosting at the Capitol is going to have a series of members from different academic institutions, the Kettering Foundation, Michigan State, the University of Michigan, Cornell. And it's really just learning about civility and what contributes to civility so that we can practice it in our daily lives. I think that everyone can practice civility no matter their occupation, whether they're a student, whether they're a politician, whether they're someone who's working in industry. I really think it just cultivating those connections with others is going to be imperative for civility.
So the event you were referring to, Emily, is MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development holding this event at the Capitol tomorrow, where you're going to be tackling this rise in incivility. Tell us more about that.
Sure. So it is going to be a half-day long event. It will start at 8:30 in the morning in the rotunda of the Capitol building. And we're going to be having the Flint Youth Theater come and perform kind of an abstract theater presentation showing incivility. And we're going to have some storytellers kind of display what's going on. And then from there, the participants will go upstairs where they'll enter into these panels. There are different panels such as placemaking and how placemaking contributes to civility, or civility in the digital era is another one that we're going to be tackling. So I think it's just a unique opportunity for community members to engage in a civil dialogue and learn more about civility and civil theory. And at the end, if they'd like to get more involved, we're looking to put together kind of a working volunteer group to kind of help foster civility throughout Michigan.
Why is this an economic development issue, Emily?
I think in order to engage in a civil dialogue, in order to come up with those great innovative solutions, it's going to require people to work together. It's going to require that collaboration. And if you don't have that dialogue, and then you're just going to be kind of in this civility gridlock. And I think we try to solve these complex issues very quickly, but in that effort to respond quickly, we fail to comprehend the depths of the complexity in the issues that are in hand. So I think in order to move forward with progressing economic development, we really need to take a step back and reflect on how we are acting in order to help the next generation move forward.
Emily Bank, president of the Council of Graduate Students at Michigan State University. You can find her essay at the Next Idea page. Just go to michiganradio.org and share your thoughts and opinions on ways that we could improve civility in Michigan. You can do that in the comments section underneath Emily's essay, or go to Michigan Radio's Facebook page, or always on Twitter @NextIdeaMI. And thank you so much, Emily. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you. It was great talking with you as well.